If you do not take up your cross and follow me, you cannot be my disciple. Hallelujah. God has never changed. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Yes,
he changes not. The church has changed. They went whoring after other gods and left the one true God that could change them day by day.
Amen.
They've brought in so many things in the church. The world has become churchy. And the church has become worldly. That the Spirit of God can't even move in our services. I hope first impressions, you know, they say first impressions are the lasting impression. If that's true, I don't make very many good impressions. Hallelujah. See, I don't care what they think about me. I want the words I'm coming here to this church to preach. And I'm not worried about coming back again. Hallelujah. All I'm worried about is pleasing God. Walking with my holy word. Pleasing Him in my life.
Jesus.
I even believe Jesus. Brother Gray didn't have much of an impression of me when we first met. But you know, he came around a few times. And he got to know me a little bit better. Hallelujah. I truly have the love of God flowing in my heart. I came up through the ranks in a little old Holy Roller church. I remember when I was but just a child, seven, eight years old, and my grandmother, praise God for grandmothers, hallelujah, took me and my brother and my sister to church with her. She took all of her grandkids that she could. Praise God for that. And I witnessed the power of God. I felt the power of God. And at 10 years old, the third pew back in that church, no one said, repeat after me. The power of God was flowing through that place that day or that night, and it fell on me. And I had an experience in God. It spun me around. I went down on my knees at that seat, and I prayed my way through to a salvation unto the Lord. And when I got experience in Christ, exactly what we all need. You know, we sing the songs they sang today, beautiful songs, and every one of them talked about how we love the Lord and how we love and how the things of God will be in our hearts and change us. Hallelujah. But you know what? We have to learn to apply those things to our life. You know, there's so much wickedness in this world today. Hallelujah. They're preaching everything but the gospel of Jesus Christ. And the anointing is not that. We think the bodily exercise and the excitement is the anointing. It's not. The Bible says these signs shall follow those who believe. Hallelujah. By my stripes ye are healed.
Yes.
I tell you what, when you get saved, it'll change you.
Yes.
You'll not want to do the things you used to do. You'll not want to say the things you used to say. And you'll not be the person that you once were.
That's true.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let me get into some scripture. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. You know, I'm not usually too much reading a lot of scripture. But the Lord's been dealing with my heart. Hallelujah. You know, I have this message ready for another time. But the Lord of not the greatest apostle that ever laid a pen to the parchment paper that the Holy Ghost applied it to the Word of God, the book of the Lord. Hallelujah. And you know what? Paul, you know, people today wouldn't be able to stand the preaching of Paul as a foolish sold out. Huh? You know what happens when you preach the truth? You either get glad or you get mad. Who does he think he is? Huh? Why should I preach to you what I'm preaching to you and be a castaway myself? Huh? And be foolish. But honey, what I preach to you, I believe deep down in my heart. You know, the preacher will preach what he believes. In Galatians 1, Paul, an apostle, not a man, I wasn't called a man, neither by man, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father who raised him up from the dead. My Lord, I was once dead.
Yes.
But now I'm alive. Alive in Jesus Christ. And all the brethren which are with me unto the church of Galatia. Good grace be to you and peace from God the Father. And from our Lord Jesus Christ. Who gave him for our sins. And he might deliver us from the present evil world. Have you ever seen a time, you know, I was in that little holy little church at age of 7. And you know what? Back then they used to be called holy rollers. I wish to God we could be called holy rollers again, but I think a lot of us are too proud. I always used to ask my boy who'd go with me to every church I went to. And I used to go to a lot of white churches and preach a lot of Friday nights. They had church. And I'd look down and I'd say, Joe, I said, what's two things God hates? And Joe would say, a proud look and a lying tongue. And everybody would look at him about 8 years old. Hallelujah. We have to humble ourselves before the Lord that the hand of God can change us, conform us into his name. Bible said, to let this mind that be in Christ Jesus be in you also. You need to be conformed, transformed. By the renewing of your mind. I know a lot of churches that preach the cross, and they're all pretty much the same. There's a controversy in amongst the flesh. You see, the flesh doesn't want to retain the true word of God. There's a warring still going on. A battle still going on in the flesh of the Christian. That they lived in the law for so, you know, even on the two places.
Right.
Either in law or in grace.
Right.
And if you're in law, you've got to perform what the law says. And there's no way that you can keep it.
That's right.
But Jesus said, I came and I fulfilled the law that you don't yet have to.
Praise God.
Woo! So what has he done? He's done it for us. He washed us, cleansed us, sanctified us, breathed his blessed blood upon us,
yes.
Put a word in my mouth and a song in my heart, and sent me on my way.
Hallelujah.
To proclaim the unadulterated word of God, to apply it to my life, that I may be an example before the people. How can we walk together unless we agree upon the same thing? You've got to be sold out. Paul said, I must decrease that he may increase. You say, what am I? It's just me. You're an integral part in the body of Christ. No matter what, if you're a doorkeeper, a toilet cleaner, it doesn't matter. I've done them all. It doesn't matter what you are, but you are part of the body of God.
Amen.
Be not deceived. God is not mocked. We can't speak one thing out of our mouth. The little Bible says, out of the mouth of your mouth speak it. We can't speak one thing and live another. There will rise up a generation that prays me, but no longer pray to me.
Yeah.
So, having a form and fashion, but denying the power thereof. See, it's the power of the preaching of the cross that changed.
Yeah.
It makes you more accountable.
Yes,
not less accountable, like some people try to say, but more accountable.
That's true.
How can we say that we have the revelation of the cross and we don't step up a little bit? Oh, the Lord told me one time, He said, come up just a little bit higher.
Yes.
Woo! I sit down in my office. I have a little testament on my office table. You see, Satan cannot stop the word of God.
That's true. Amen.
He has to give account to the Lord. Whenever God calls him, he's got to be there. But see, Satan knows he can't stop the word of God, but he can pervert.
Yes.
No, I'm over here. No, I'm over there. Oh, I have another revelation, but you won't. Say amen or oh me. See, we everyone have to line up to this word. You know what we everyone need? If we were in, see, God knows where you're at.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what we all need is a desert experience. nothing hid unto God. You might hide it from your pastor. You might hide it from a lay member. But God sees all. He neither sleeps nor neither slumbers. His eyes go to and fro upon the righteous. He is in there as intent unto their call. But when that curtain was 25 foot high, 5 inches thick, but 4 yoke of oxen to rip it, was rent from top to bottom. It wasn't rent from bottom to top because they would have said man had done it. But it was rent from top to bottom. No longer would the Spirit of God live in something made by man's hands.
That's right. Amen.
Hallelujah. But he would live in something that his Son's blood was applied to. Is the temple of the living God. Yes. And he would dwell in it. He dwelled in this house. I need to do the work of God on my faith. The night comes, no man can do it.
That's right.
The Bible says to serve him in your youth. So you can take yourself where you want to go. Because when you grow old and feeble, they'll take you where you don't want to go. The last apostle that was alive, they would carry him from church to meeting to meeting. He would lean upon his elbow and say, "Saints, love one another. If I didn't have a church to go to," can I get a paper towel or something? "If I didn't have a church to go to, I'd be glad to sit under Brother Green." And you know what? There's not been a church that I've ever left. And I'll leave, if I leave a church, I'll leave it right with a letter. But I've never left a church that it wasn't better off when I left than when I came. And if I was to sit under Brother Greg, I'd come alongside him and do everything I could to help him, to push him,
that's right,
to edify him. Mm-hmm. Because you've got a good preacher. I'm not here to pump Brother Greg up. But greater is he that is in Greg than he that is in the world.
Amen.
That's why God said to come out from amongst them. Touch not the unclean thing. I'll receive you unto myself. I want to be received of God.
That's right. Amen.
I want to please the Lord. That's why, see, it used to bother me when I preached. And when you're standing up here ministering, you can tell who's taking it in and who's not. Because your face gives you away. I do a lot of sign language there. Yeah. Sorry, I'm a wife. And of course it doesn't hurt. You know, it used to bother me and hinder me. You see, what was sung here today, and the Spirit of God was ushered in by the praises and the worship of people. To praise God is to thank Him for what He's done.
Yes, amen.
To worship Him is to worship Him for who He is.
Yes, yes.
And when the singers sang and ushered in the presence of God, it sets the stage for the ministering of the Word of God. There's a flow. And the Lord says, step out into the water and wait out. Lean not to your own understanding, but let the heart, your heart, lead and guide you into all truth and righteousness for His name's sake. That we may be able to glorify God. Not just with the mouth, but with my body. You see, the psalm says, I'd rather see a sermon is to hear one.
That's right.
Any day. Now, you can refuse what I'm saying. And I hope that God none does. Or you can apply it to your life. 6, I marvel that you are so soon removed from Him. See, Paul preached more on the church, on the false doctrines and the things that's come against the church and the New Testament than he preached about anything else. Because he knew, you know, if we don't make it to heaven, we're not going to miss hell. You see, we've only got one chance at this church. You see, this is just a dressing room. And I'm getting ready to go.
Yes.
I want to help everybody along the way that I can. But I'll not allow anybody to drag me down or take me back.
Yes.
I'm not looking back. I'm looking ahead.
Amen.
God's got greater things for me. I'm preparing myself for that last day in great harvest of the Lord. Revival doesn't start in a way. Revival starts in every individual. Which causes the way. And it's up to you. It's up to you. I said about the valley experience, the wilderness experience. We all need one. My God. Hallelujah. But are we all prepared to grow, go into that valley, to end up in the desert? See, God knows He cannot put on you any more than you can bear, or ask you to do any more than you can do. But He can let your valley experience last more days or just a certain day. See, a valley experience. You see, my grandfather worked in the coal mines of Kentucky. He never really got to go to school that much, but you know what? The Lord taught me how to read the Bible. I got his Bible, and it's all marked up for me. Whatever he marked, it really touched him somehow. Hallelujah. I baptized my grandfather. Was one of the greatest privileges that I ever had. Just baptized my grandfather. My grandfather was one of the most honest men I ever knew. It hurt me more when my grandfather died than when it did my dad. Hallelujah. Because both of them were good men, but my grandfather was a man of his word. Do you know what? We used to be people of our word. You used to be able to walk to the bank and get a signature loan. Now you got to write about 15, 20, 30 times just to get a loan. But he said one time to me, he said, Tex, he said, it takes tough times to make good Christians. Right. And when the tough times come, you'll find out who the Christians really are. You see, we can come to church and praise the Lord and magnify His name. But until you get put under pressure, you really don't know what you're all about.
That's right. That's
good.
I'm saying I've been there, done that. Hallelujah. I spent a year in total hell. I spent a year crying out to the Lord. Psalm says that David screamed unto the Lord. I was there, done that.
All right now.
Why, Lord? Why me? Why am I in this place of misery and torment? Lord, I thought You loved me, but here am I. My God, my Savior, every day I was bound to 180 pounds. That's pretty skinny for me. I'm usually a 230. More than that now. Every time I go by the refrigerator, it calls my name. Hallelujah. I just wish that I knew the voice of God more than I knew the voice of the refrigerator. I was down to 180 pounds. God. I go to work. I knew I had to work because I was making a living for my three boys. I could barely put one foot in front of the other. Praising and crying unto the Lord, Lord, where are You? Why do I have to go through this? Lord, where the something for me, dear God. I've lived for You 20 some odd years, Lord. I believe I've done everything that possible. I know I haven't done everything I could. Because we've all sinned and fell short of the glory of God. You see, the ground at the bottom of the cross is level. like, you may like the ball. You may like the ball. There's no sin in that. But you put aside something that you like to do the will of God.
Amen.
And you can't outgive God. God will give it to you, pour back into your bosom, shove down, shake together, and run it over. He will give it to your bosom.
Amen.
You cannot outgive the Lord. He's pulled me out of a horrible pit. He set me upon the rock.
Yes.
And that rock is the preaching of the message of the cross.
Yes.
Hallelujah. To those who are unsaved and don't believe, the preaching of the cross is foolishness. But to us, it is the power of God. It is the power of God. Yes, the power will change.
Yes, it will.
That's why you have to stand and say, here am I, Lord. Change me. Here am I. It's not my brother, it's not my sister, but it's me, O Lord. Standing. In the need of prayer. I tell the people at church, don't come to church unless you got your Bible, a notepad, and a pencil. You can bring a pen if you want to. But I take a pencil because I make a whole lot of spelling and corrections, and I have to correct at a later date as soon as I get to the dictionary. Hallelujah. But you need to take notes. Don't take Brother Gray's word for it.
That's right.
He's as good a preacher as he is. Search the scriptures daily.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
It edifies your soul. It confirms your pastor.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I would like for the musicians to come back and sing a song. I want to pray for some people here today. See, I was born in the fire. And I plan on staying in the fire of the Holy Ghost. See, it burns up the infirmities. He's a gentleman. He'll lead and guide you into all truth and righteousness for Christ's name's sake. He'll teach you. He'll lead you. Hallelujah. You'll grow. See, there's no neutral in God. You're either decreasing or